Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about podcasting while, I suppose we're not in lockdown, but walk in lockdown. I'm going to do the periodic table, talk a little bit about things. Now, sort of the weird thing is I've tracked down the sort of hiss in my dictaphone. It's the plug going in from the microphone into it, and I held the plug in place securely with rubber bands. That sort of tensioned it, and then I realised I put in strain relief, and I put in some strain relief, so it should be good now. So I'm walking here. The lockdowns are being eased. There's businesses are opening up, and everyone's sort of not celebrating. There's groups of 10 people meeting and people visiting each other. But sort of looking at the statistics, there's still sort of outbreaks. It's eliminated. I'd say it's eliminated in possibly Western Australia, South Australia, sort of the west part of Australia, on the east. And also Tasmania is probably eliminated there, but Victoria and New South Wales definitely alive. Queensland a bit on the way out, but it's out there. This is the COVID virus. So every day, in every state, there's been no deaths for a couple of weeks or 2 weeks now. There was a death, not last week, but the week before, and that was someone from a cruise ship. So Australia really has had only a small community transmission in the first place. We've had it superimposed on top a load of people from overseas coming in, which we've isolated and tracked, and so there's not much much there. So that's the lockdown, and I'm still going. There's still a social distancing, and still no cash. Various businesses are just saying we're just not accepting cash. You know, it's just too hard. I think if you hand cash, they'd process it. But in general, the idea is always tap. And of course, your near-field chip doesn't always work. And so you have to press the buttons and go through like that. So it's relatively... I suppose it's low risk, but say if you're looking after old people, then sort of the risk... goes up from there. Now, one of the things I wanted to do is one of the things I have to do is the periodic table. And after a monumental effort going through it, the psychologist said that would have taken you heaps of effort. And he said, "Oh yeah, blood oath." I sort of blew the entire advantage of learning the entire periodic table back to front, and it's a bit awesome. But it's one of these things where it's a big meal to eat and re-eat, and you go back and you sort of focus in areas which you have a little bit of difficulty in, and as we can sort of see those areas as I talk. So let's start with the periodic table. So I'm walking up to buy some milk because we're just chundering through them. Chunder is the word, Australian word for vomit, but chunder also means to do things quickly. It chundered out, sort of like vomited out, sort of a flow of equipment. It chunders, you know, the machine gun chundered ammunition, or you open the cupboard and it chundered towels on you. Sort of like this icky part of chunder. So I think the word chunder is an Australian word, but it's not, it doesn't refer to the sick. It refers to the flow of it out. I think that's chunder. It's sort of like, it's not vomit the verb. Oh, there is chunder on the carpet, but you chundering, it's a very much a transitive verb. I chunder on something or something like that. So let's go. Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium, scandium, titanium, vanadium, chromium, manganese, iron, cobalt, nickel, copper, zinc, gallium, germanium, selenium, bromine, krypton, rubidium, strontium, yttrium, zirconium, nobelium, molybdenum, technetium, ruthenium, rhodium, palladium, silver, cadmium, indium, tin, antimony, tellurium, iodine, xenon. Just trying to get that next thing across. Cesium, barium, lanthanum, cerium, promethium, neodymium, praseodymium, samarium, europium, gallium, terbium, dysprosium, holmium, erbium, thulmium, yttrium, lutetium, hafnium, tantalum, titanium, as I suppose it would be, ruthenium, or it would be the reverse of that, ruthenium, g'day mate, rhenium, osmium, iridium, platinum, gold, mercury, thallium, lead, bismuth, polonium, astinium, radon, francium, radium, actinium, thorium, protactinium, uranium, plutonium, neptunium, americium, curium, Berkeley, californium, g'day mate, Berkeley, californium, Einstein, infernium, fermium, mendelium, nobelium, lawrencium, rutherfordium, dubnium, seaborgium, borium, hafnium, metrium, damstruttium, ruthenium, copernican, nipponium, flervium, moscovium, livermorium, tennesseum, and organiston. Thanks a lot for listening. I'll get my pop in and get some milk and try and think of something else to podcast on the way home. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.